It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio, a look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, that's us. It's time for another episode of The Buzz with Tanana Herb Company. Thank you for joining us on this fine Saturday. I'm one of your co-hosts, Joe Hatchie. Sitting next to me, this captain of our jet boat, a man among men, the yang to my ying, and co-founder of Tanana Herb Company, Sam Hatchie.
You're so funny, brother. Thank you so much. We took the jet boat out last night and touched a sandbar in the middle of the Tanana, where we've been running that river for almost a decade, and there's never been a sandbar there. And it's funny you mentioned that, because we hit pretty hard.
Beautiful introduction.
Oh, man, it was 30 knots to a hard stop. It was
popped
tough.
Right over it.
Yeah. But anyways. Hey, Alaska. How's everybody doing? We have the greatest pleasure on the planet to have a couple of pioneers in our industry. We have Haley and Blake with Third State, Pipe and Leaf, Midnight Sun, and The Depot. You guys are multifaceted, family owned, rock and roll. How's it going, Haley and Blake?
We're doing the things, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, we're doing good. We're happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. All the things.
All the
hands in all the pots.
All the pots.
Yeah, we're spread a little thin, but we're having fun.
Oh, spread thin. You have a great support network. You guys want to talk a little bit about your family-owned business and how it all kind of works together?
Yeah, so we originally started back in 2017. It was just me. And then my husband, Blake, who's here right now, he quit his job in journalism, joined me.
Yeah.
And then we just started expanding, growing. We needed more help. My parents both ended up quitting their corporate jobs and joining us. And now it's, you know, my mom does our accounting. My dad manages our farm. My parents live out at our farm. And then Blake and I are running the retails, and Blake's diversifying into manufacturing.
Oh, diversifying. Mm. Diversification.
Shout out to your dad. He's a really good
guy.
Yeah,
JP, obviously, he's a champ.
Played golf with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Man, it's been a long time, though.
Well, maybe earlier this year.
Last year?
It's been a hot minute. This is the only time we get to hang out with cool people. Awesome. So back in 2017, you said you started with a cultivation.
Yeah.
It was greenhouses?
No, we started with an indoor and one, you know, big light-up greenhouse. That's how we first started. Then we just started seeing the benefits of greenhouses. So over the years, we've added more. We have two high-tech, light-depth greenhouses, and then we have four kind of more rudimentary, still light-depth. They were just kind of hoop houses, and we were kind of doing the auto thing. Then we were like, auto's not good for us. We started doing manual light-depth, and now we have auto curtains on those as well.
Hey, auto curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody home grow with the 12 on, 12 off, you're kind of tied to that garden for forever.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like 9 p.m. An alarm would go off on my dad's phone. He's like, I got to go close the curtains. So stop what you're doing.
No vacation. No.
Yeah, it's farming, you know.
Yeah, ag work, right?
Yep.
Never stray too far away from our roots.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about your first retail there in Third State. What's that location at?
Yep, so our first retail is Pipe and Leaf.
That's Pipe and Leaf, excuse me.
No, you're right. You're good. Third State's our cultivation, but Pipe and Leaf's on Airport Way. It's right there next to Fatburger, Tuffy's.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, there used to just be like a dilapidated old pawn shop there. The roof caved in. So we built a building there. And Fatburger became one of the tenants, and we're the other tenant. My brother and sister's dad owns that building, so again, family centered there and operated.
The colors you guys picked and all that. I mean, like, it's really cool looking.
Yeah, it's a cool spot,
especially from the outside.
Yeah, thank you.
Eye grabber.
Yeah,
gets a lot of foot traffic there too. There on that service road and the little strip mall, and over by Brewster's, and everybody goes on that side.
Yeah, and there's not too much over there on the west side. Mm-hmm. When we first opened, I think Grass Station had a location over there.
Yep. Wishful Things was there for a minute.
Yep.
Across
the
street. Right.
Yeah, there. Mm-hmm. Wishful Things. And then, it's just continued to get busier and busier. When we first opened up, it was not busy at all. We used to have to park a decoy car out and, like, we'd look out the front windows and we'd be like, oh, someone's coming. Everybody, like, get in position. We were so excited. And it was just my dad and I at that time just, like, operating it by ourselves. I think we had one employee or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, like, I'll go home and eat and then come or shower and then come back. Like, so we really just started it like that. You know, we didn't have very much, like, startup capital or anything. So
you personally built and designed it yourself, right?
Yeah. So I drew the outside of the building up on like a napkin. showed it to the general contractor, and he made it happen. And then we, my dad and I, built all of the interior. Like we went through Superior Hardwoods and like their lumber yard and just picked up like their scrap wood and stuff and built all the, we poured the concrete counters ourselves.
Oh, and sick.
Yeah. So
he's very handy.
He's so handy. He's a jack of so many trades. Like he can do it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And save a little bit of money too. Like startup is, you have to save money everywhere you can.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, you can't get loans and stuff like that. So it all has to be, you know, out of pocket.
Hopefully, you know, we bank with Mac FCU. They changed their fee structure now, and I'm not going to ask you about your action, but it is.
I know.
It's so cheap.
Yep.
And we've been looking at, you know, commercial funding through Mac for a while, and it's just the problem with the ACH and over the wire payments, and we're really looking for some normalization. So I'm hoping that their adjusted fee schedule will get more people in. I know for us, our deposit amounts are going to go way up because we're not paying on the deposited amount,
exactly.
And that's going to give them more money to mess around with and save, and hopefully kind of open up the banking. Because like you said, I mean, it's a family thing. Like us, we're owned by the Nunley and the Hatchies. And, you know, you sell a pound, buy a light, sell a pound, buy a light.
Right, exactly. Like, yep.
Ugh, after tax, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite a whole light from that.
Yeah.
800 a pound tax. Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. I hope they change that soon.
You know, there's talk of it. I'm part of the Governor's Advisory Task Force board.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and we right now, because of the legislation is out of session, we meet about once a month to kind of talk about some things. And we're hoping that this next legislative session will happen. There is a little bit of pushback. Yeah. There's a little bit of pushback from the legislature. We're trying to move the excise wholesale tax to a retail-based tax, right? Mm-hmm. A percentage-based tax.
Yeah.
And there's some people, and for good reason, in the state have a problem going to a retail-based tax because then it makes DOR set up that tax structure, right? So then anybody after that tax structure is set up and they're like, oh, I want a 2%, you know, gum tax to help this program over here. Mm-hmm. The state has that infrastructure already set up, and boom, there's another tax. Mm-hmm. And so it's a slippery slope with half of the legislatures out there. They don't want to set up a new tax system because then it can be exploited a different way, right?
I see.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFERradio.com all over the world.
All over the world. Yeah, we're hoping it'll change. We asked originally for a 3% excise retail tax, which would be an effective 50% reduction over the tax collected now. But the state responded with a 10%. And then so that really is no reduction. It's actually an increase because of the way the tax structure and the grading is currently. And then if you look at places like Bethel that have a 5% or 10%, you know, retail tax on cannabis in there, then you're looking at anywhere from 15 to 25% retail tax on cannabis. And that does the industry no good.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, and we're talking about like kind of pennies too, because it's like a $8.5 billion budget this last year for the state. And the state only collected $22 million from the cannabis industry. Mm. Pennies, right? But it is, as we talked before, I mean, we had 23 companies not renew this year. Most of them were cultivations. So our industry is very tumultuous right now.
Yeah, it's making it really hard for the small guy. And really, only if you're vertically integrated, you can survive. Or you're growing like really top-notch boutique cannabis every single time.
Yeah.
That seems like the only way you can survive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of creating almost like a monopoly for the bigger people, you know?
Well, I mean, if you look at the market of Washington, Oregon, Colorado, I mean, Colorado passed a law a couple of years ago saying you have to be vertically integrated. You have to have cultivation, manufacturing, and retail, because the way that the product moves through, you have to be able to put all those in a, you know, an S corp and then take tax advantage of all your companies instead of just, you know, death by a thousand cuts, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys are great at vertical integration. You're picking up your third retail it's called The Depot. It's in Willow. And you also have a Midnight Sun Manufacturing.
Yep.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
Yeah. well, we picked up Midnight Sun Manufacturing. That was kind of our goal there, because we do have all those greenhouses. We're doing a lot of 50-50 splits in the industry with other manufacturers, where we give them material and then we split, you know, what comes out of that.
Yep.
And so we're losing half of that versus we're like why don't we just do it ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Midnight Sun already has a great reputation. They're CO2, full spectrum extracts. Oh. They do great work. They pull out like the terpenes from the plant. They reintegrate it back in. So you're getting like strain specific terpenes
cool.
too. It's like the closest thing to smoking flower
yeah.
In concentrate vape cart form. So we really like that. So it fits totally with what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the retail store is just attached to the manufacturing facility out
nice.
There in Willow. So we'll be turning that into another pipe and leaf, actually, once the licenses all transfer over.
Nice.
And you know how long that takes.
AMCO paperwork.
Build that one
yep.
too?
What was that?
You're going to go build that one, too? Or take yeah. a lot of the same ideas and make it kind of similar or
yeah.
something different?
Well, so we're actually going to take some of the furniture pieces from our Airport Way one and bring them out there because
nice.
We'll be remodeling our Airport Way one to accommodate drive-through.
Hey.
Sorry, exterior pickup window.
Exterior pickup window.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been approved for that through the state?
Not yet. No, I don't know if you heard in that last meeting. It's like they were discussing that. And
yeah, it's been a regs project
yep.
for some time. I think maybe their biggest stopgap would be everybody in the car has to be ID'd.
Yes, which is fine. But then they did release those regulations and it was like, and kids in car seats under the age of 7 years old can also be in there. But if they're between 7 and 21, they cannot.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
that's kind of, you're
kinda
like,
weird.
How old's that kid? How old's that kid? This is a little awkward for a business transaction.
Well, and then it's suggesting that, you know, any kid over 7, right? Because one of the biggest issues with the drive-through exterior pickup window is that here at Fairbanks, it's -40,
absolutely.
Right? And if you can't bring your toddler or child or somebody under 21 into the retail with you, like you can bring them into a brown jug, right?
Yeah.
You're going to leave the child in the car, hopefully running and hot. So, like, what's more safe, right? Having an 8-year-old in a car that's running while you're inside doing your business or bringing the child in to begin with?
We have people leave their kids standing outside, like in the summer,
yeah.
and standing outside the retail store. We have people who will leave their kids in the car running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's scary. I'm a parent.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
People can bring their kids into liquor stores.
Yep.
That's far more dangerous for a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like
surrounded by glass.
Exactly.
Like, you know that they can touch and break.
Exactly. Like everything in a cannabis retail store is like locked up behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't touch anything. Can't.
I get it. There's a stigma. We've come a long way, right?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I can't be too mad about it, but it doesn't make sense that. So if you're between 7 and 21, leave your kid in the car, leave them standing outside so you can come in or.
Yeah, yeah, it's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a rock and a hard place, too, because how are you going to, you know, create regulations with that people don't abuse again? Right?
I get it, yeah.
It's so weird. It's so weird. But, anyways, so you're very excited about the depot. It's going to be called Third State coming up. Do you happen to know that address offhand if people are passing through?
28011
yeah.
Parks Highway. So if you're
Old
driving
Parks
Old Parks Highway,
Old Parks
sorry.
Highway. Mm-hmm.
If you're driving to Anchorage,
uh-huh.
you know, you'll just pass right by it. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
right literally right off the main highway there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And are you so with the Midnight Sun, are you gonna keep that the Midnight Sun the same name or are you gonna rebrand it to something else?
No, we love Midnight Sun. We think they have a great following and great brand. We are wanting to start up ethanol extraction. BHO extraction, and I think we'll just create different product lines under that.
Uh-huh.
It gives us a variety in our store, so people aren't just like, they only carry Midnight Sun, you know.
but it's the best!
So it gives us variety in the store, and then it makes people know, like, okay, this product line's ethanol, this product line's BHO, and this product line's CO2.
So what are you most excited about, though, for those extracts?
Blake, what are you most excited about? Blake's going to be running them.
It'll be a learning experience.
Yeah,
you know, I think, you know, based on what they're already doing down there, being able to improve, you know, their CO2 game and then obviously introducing the BHO side of things is what we're most excited about. And again, talking about the vertical integration and what we can bring into our stores,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have... a master blaster, a guy that we were able to find that we feel good about that's going to, you know, run the show for us down there. And, you know, the quality of the concentrates that he's able to produce. And, you know, we're excited about getting that into our store because, you know, I will tell you, you know, flower, you know, joints, vape carts, you know, those are the key cogs in the store. But, you know, and concentrates move pretty slow.
Yeah.
you know, and so getting a good product that people can get excited about, that we can get excited about, and hopefully, you know, grow that side of the business as well.
Nice.
We're going to take a quick break. It's that time again. We'll be right back after this.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Tanana Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Trainwreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100 milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Tanana Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Tanana Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We now return to The Buzz on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARradio.com. We're talking to Pipe and Leaf in Third State and Midnight Sun. All the hats. He's wearing all the hats.
Yeah, during the break, we kind of got caught with this commercial stuff, and we started talking about, you know, consumers and customer basis. And you said 2017, your first retail store opened.
2017, we opened our cultivation.
Oh, okay. Excuse
me. And then we were like, we need to open a retail store because, you know, we can sell it for retail prices instead of wholesale pricing. So we opened up our first retail 2019. And then our second one opened just at the end of 2022.
So for your first location there off of Airport Way, what did you guys expect would sell really well when you first opened, and then like fast forward a year, like what actually sold?
I don't think we really knew what was going to sell. Yeah. You know, again, to take a step back, the two of us previously before getting into this industry, I was working in television, wearing makeup every day. She was wearing a hard hat working on the pipeline.
Yeah.
So, you know, we, you know, this was an opportunity for us to be able to spend more time together with our kids, you know, create this family business. And so we didn't know what to expect. It was very much a learning curve. We didn't come in with a ton of knowledge. We had to learn along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been a consumer since like high school. But what I noticed when I would go into dispensaries is the shopping experience was not what I wanted for myself. Mm. And I felt like there was a hole here missing in Fairbanks. You know, you'd have to go wait in line, then talk to a budtender. You'd get like a menu, or you'd see like this wall of product like behind them on a slat wall hanging up, you know. And I wanted a shopping experience where people kind of walk around, look at the different products, read about them, more of like a boutique shopping experience or more of a typical retail experience. So I wanted to create that. And so we were really hoping that by, you know, putting all of our vape carts out on display, you can read about them, and we have people come out on the floor and talk to you and walk around the showroom with you, tell you about all of our products. I was hoping that we would just have a better shopping experience. And I think we are seeing that. People spend average like 20 to 25 minutes in our store.
Oh, wow.
Just walking around, looking at things. So
learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
But we do offer like pre-packed, you know, people who just want to come in, grab something, leave.
Yep.
People can do that as well.
Nice. Yeah. And the same kind of business model when you guys opened up your second location. And where is that located at?
That's at 899 Old Steese. So nice. Right on the corner of Trainer Gate, Old Steese, and New Steese. It's like right on that corner. Super busy intersection.
Yeah.
It's also connected to The Cabin, which is a bar my brother owns.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that building was set vacant for so long and was such an eyesore. And it's beautiful now. What you guys have done to the outside and the inside, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. And we did that. You know, my dad did that. And then we have our builder who helped us out at the farms. He lives out in Two Rivers. Amazing builder. He came out, put our roof on. We had to put a new roof on there and stuff. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're carrying that same kind of buying experience into your second location there?
Yeah, we wanted people who weren't being served on the east side to get the same experience mm-hmm. on the west side from the east side. We even like tried to bring in the same products, split mm-hmm. them between both stores. So if you like a vape cart on west side, you can still go get it on the east side. Cool. Sometimes that doesn't always work out. Sometimes something sells out faster at one store than the other. But for the most part, you know, that's all.
Are there any products that, you know, you can think of just on offhand that do sell better at one store than the other?
Yeah, actually. So, like, the Lady Grey High Margaritas, uh-huh. right? That will just, like, it sells out at our east side location, like, super fast. And then at our west side, it'll just sit there on the shelf. So that's a little bit confusing. And we have different par levels for each store, you know, and some people sell things really fast. And I think it has a lot to do with the bud tenders. Mm. What are they recommending?
Yep.
We try to give as many staff samples as we can, you know, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. they can try everything and...
Part of one of the benefits of being a bud-tender.
Well, it's knowledge, too. I worked in restaurants for a while, mm-hmm. and like wine, for instance. How are you going to suggest a nice bottle of wine to somebody if you don't really know what it tastes like?
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, we participate in all that. That's some of our employees' best and favorite part about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me jump in there. Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com.
So do you sell any of that margarita mix in Willow?
We just transferred some over there last week, so they hadn't been carrying it. We just acquired this, like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's new, and we've just been sending a whole bunch of product there that they've never carried before.
Cool.
Their customers are loving it. They had only a few edible options, and mm-hmm. now they have, like, 20 edible options, you know, so their customers are super excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Segue a little bit into the manufacturing. You mentioned CO2, butane, and ethanol. Are you guys going to be making any edibles or infused joints? Are you guys looking at like hard concentrates or?
So that's kind of the next step. Yeah. That's when we talk about the idea of what's next. And this is the great debate amongst the family members is do we, you know, dabble into that, you know, the edibles, you know, yeah. now that we're going to be making our own oil. And, you know, it seems like it would be foolish not to. And we have a space for it here in town. You know, it's just a matter of more money to build it out. So we'll you know, pump the brakes a little bit for now, one thing at a time. We, as we said, you know, spread thin between three kids, a new baby, and then all these businesses.
Yeah. So. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that number four?
No, this is our third one.
Third one.
Three kids, including the new baby. Okay. Yeah.
My apologies.
Are you planning on having any more?
Sometimes.
Yeah, more kids, eh?
We'll see. We're a bit. Like I said, spread thin right now. Now, you know, talk to me again in 6 months.
Yeah, we thought we wanted more, and then we had a third kid. So.
Well, we know how it is too. You know, like you have your hands in a lot of different things, and there's only so much money. And so you have to make good decisions on where that money is best returned also.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to just dump it into something. So,
yeah, it's good. And it's why I was excited to have you guys on the show and talk about your family-run business and how you've kind of organically grown. You haven't necessarily taken outside money, you know, they have $10 million from out-of-state company. You started with a small cultivation. You got another retail. You proved the system. You picked up another retail. You're increasing your business incrementally over the past 5 or 6 years. I think that's very admirable and really kind of lends to the type of people you are. They're business, you know, business-minded, excellent people. But you're also not taking more than you can chew, right? So then you're setting yourself up for success. I just tip my hat. That's smart, smart business plan. That's all.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you guys, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
Only got a couple minutes.
Fire away.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes here. So you had mentioned your brother operates the cabin over there, and I think that's such a cool spot over off of Steeson, the old Steeson Trainer Gate, where you have a cannabis company and a bar right there. And with the addition of serving alcohol next to you and to kind of diversifying people who show up to the one establishment, quote-unquote, one parking lot, how are you how is that working out between the two businesses? Do you see overlap? Do you see somebody get a beer and then a weed or weed or beer? You just explain it to our consumers a little bit.
Yeah, so the building came with a liquor license. That was kind of the whole reason for keeping a bar there. I know you can transfer liquor licenses, but it just kind of made sense. It was already there. We split the building in half and put our retail store in the second half.
Nice.
So that's why we had a bar there. My brother, who had opened Tuffy's, was like, okay, I'll open this other bar, the cabin, as well. And we actually do not see that much overlap. We thought we would, and it's something we were actually both concerned about because, you know, you put all this money into it. You have this AMCO licensing. That's something you can't smoke weed on a licensed alcohol premise. You can't be drunk in a licensed cannabis premise. So we were concerned about that, and we actually haven't seen that much overlap. Actually, we've seen it hurt us a little bit, our sales, on the days he does have big events and stuff. He's really strict about any on-site consumption in his backyard space.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, he has his alcohol license. Those are expensive.
Yep.
He does not want to lose that. So he's pretty strict about it. So we're not even really seeing that much overlap.
I mean, we've worked together and said, okay, hey, you're having a concert. 300 plus people are coming in. Everybody that comes in, 10% off, you know, store-wide that day.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, you would think so. Nobody comes in.
No kidding.
Like, I mean, we're talking like less than a handful of people will actually take advantage of that. And so again, we thought, and thinking like at our other store, we have Fatburger right next door, and that's a great fit.
We had a lot of overlap with Fatburger.
A lot of overlap there. We figured that would be the same idea. Kind of jokingly call it the Vice Corner. He sells lottery tickets there as well. So, you know, alcohol, you know, lottery, and weed all in one location. We don't see any of it. We don't see any crossover. And as she said, when they're having big events in the parking, you know, people go to the concerts. I mean, they park anywhere, and most of the time means they park right in front of our store, so our customers can, you know, struggle to find parking to get to us too. So, you know, that's a work in progress. We're figuring that out.
It's so interesting though, because I would think that one would go with the other. You know, like I'm not a big drinker; I'm a heavy smoker. But like, if I have a beer somewhere, I might smoke a joint. You know, it's kind of cool. So it's good to hear that there is two different types of people maybe that come in. They're the only smokers, the only drinkers kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think people who smoke a lot don't typically drink a lot. That's my anecdotal evidence anyways.
Oh, yeah. So we just have another minute or so, and I want to shout out to you guys about, you want to just rattle off the addresses and how people can get a hold of you, any social media or anything?
Yeah, so 3546 Airport Way. That's our first location on the west side. Then 899 Old Steese.
Pipe and Leaf.
Pipe and Leaf, yes. And you can find all of our stuff on Weed Maps, our online ordering system, online menu. It's all there. Nice. And it's all up to date always. So.
Good. And do you have any social media or any way that people can contact you that if they want to?
So we do have social media for our farm and a website for our farm. You can read about all of our strains, which we sell at Pipe and Leaf there.
Nice. And what is that website?
www.thirdstatecannabis.com.
Yay, thirdstatecannabis.com.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, you guys, for joining us.
We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
And good luck on your journey. You know, let us know if we can help.
We'll do it again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome.
This has been another episode of The Buzz. Thanks for joining us on this fine Saturday. For more information about Tanner Herb Company or our retail store, come see us at 1200 Wells Street. Coming up is Health Talk with Dr. Scott Luper.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Well Street. License number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.